key stakeholders coming to impeach. We've given them their time, and they came and they did their good job. We are now left with writing of the report, accepting all the inputs, because we don't want to do that case. We come here to wait for their time. And then we look at what we have to catch up under the recommendation. That is in the thank you. Are there any apologies?
Yes, Chairperson. Receive the apologies from Mr. Paulson and Mr. Sheikh Imam. They are both debating. Ms. Manana is not feeling well. And then there's a standing apology from Mr. Mendy. Was that only apologies? Mr. Mendy, he apologized for the. He's an alternate chair.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It is very important that we have a program, otherwise the party will be so, this national budget and this application will be a very much
supposed to meet tomorrow, Chairperson. This was the only thing we could find at short notice. All the other menus are taken.
Those people who attend to the technical people to attend to the
I will call them now. They were here. I think they left. I will call them now.
Identify
institutions that will assist us with the analysis of the appropriation bill, and indeed we met that requirement. We had your HSRC, yes, Siemens Sciences Research Council, we had FFC, we had the Commission, the Public Service Commission. And then it says you then also identify sectors in the broader community, yeah? And then for public hearings, we issued out invites for people to make submissions, but also we went a step further and organized a dialogue, which was a variation from what we did last year. Last year, we went out to Khayelitsha, then came back and we assessed our work, and we found that yes, people came, but we did not feel like it has made the impact on our work. We then this year changed our method of work. Then we organized a dialogue where we invited about I think key speakers from, I know one, the PBO spoke to our invites or to the delegation to the dialogue about the budget process, just as a way of also educating them, because we think professionals have not been involving themselves because they do not know what exactly is the scope of the work. Then we had the professor from University of Pretoria also analyzing the appropriation bill and presenting an angle, academic angle, to the. And then we also had Institute of Poverty, because if we say NDP's one pillar is poverty eradication, so we then had to get somebody who will specifically talk to poverty. So it's an own institute that does research on poverty. And they came and they spoke to us and they also analyzed the budget. And then we also invited then all the societal sectors that are cutting across labor, youth, women, I know the homeless, because that one represented, I think it was almost like the sheikhs, the people who, you know, because that's a problem, that's where poverty is, and it's good that they came to speak on behalf of those people who are homeless. And then, Civil Society Coalition, and then, Now, the missing link there was the disabled. I know that we had asked that we get the disability group really at a national level to come and also present to us. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what happened. They did not respond. Okay. Now, which is the fact? I'm trying to say we have met the requirement also of public participation in the form of submissions, but also in the form of a dialogue with all the cutting across sectors we engaged. And then, so we are now at a stage where we would want to see all those inputs in the report that confirms our work also meeting the requirement and complying with the constitution of us depending democracy. But if you look at Parliament's priorities for this term, go and look, you'll see it says it wants to deepen public participation. So it's a priority. So we also met, we met the priorities as well. So thank you very much. Now it is our time to consider the report. The report, I know the first draft was circulated. The one that I saw had 44 pages, but this morning I was told it's 46 pages. And why the report was circulated, it was for members to reflect, to start perusing through the report, reflect, and make further inputs or validate the report as it is put before us. validation of the report flowing from all these engagements that have informed this report. So thank you very much. If you haven't had time, I think this is our last time as a committee to consider and the expectations that we adopt the report. So in considering the report, this is how we're going to do it. I would like us to do it page by page, but to move faster because members can keep quiet for a long time. In each page, I will then go to paragraphs. And paragraph one, any input, paragraph two, and then you also have an opportunity of putting those, crossing the T's and putting the dots on the I's. And then, so that this team produces a quality report that will be left in the archive, in the Parliament's archive, so that one day when our children come here, because nothing is guaranteed, or we can't predict what will happen, but also our parents never predicted that we'll be sitting here. So if our children happen to come here, they must be proud of the work that we left behind. But also this is for the broader national community. Thank you. So the work begins. Page one. There's an introduction which I think just reflecting on what informs our work, right? So let's go on page two. Yes. Are you page one? Okay.
Sorry, ma'am, there are a number of grammatical errors throughout the report. I don't know whether you want me to address each one as we get there, or can we just leave it to the secretary to read it through and find them, or I can give them the notes I've made.
Yeah, you have a number of them, right?
Yes,
yes. But how do you remember procedural? When you say we are considering now, those input members should be able to say yes, we agree, or we don't agree. Yeah? Or grammar, yeah. Or not content.
No, not
content. Oh, no. No grammar, no. We depend on you, especially on our English, good English here. Yeah. We've done that without any... Yeah. Okay, no, then he is correct. Thanks. Grammar, so to be correct, to be accepted. Thank you very much, Mr. McLaughlin, for that positive role. Mm-hmm. And that you've played well. I mean, English is not our mother tongue.
No, I do
so
understand.
It's an added advantage to have you here, coming from that background. All right, thank you. All right, so it's page two. Now let's look at I want us to look at the page three. Not page three, paragraph. Okay, let's start with paragraph 3 on page 2. You're welcome, Doctor. These are all the participants. We agree. Okay. But is it true? Where we say we ask the department to provide written comments on the bill. Did we ask them to provide written comments?
Yes.
Remember, we're correcting your work.
Yes, Chairperson.
You tell me at the end if you're correct. I'm talking to members. Did we ask for their comments on the bill?
I think we did.
Okay. 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 All right. That's also not such a
good
page 3. Any? Yes. Page 2.
The first paragraph, it's not really a correction, but I see that FFC is in bracket financial and fiscal commission, but the others are not. Perhaps we can remove that or do the same with SSRP, P APSC and so on.
The
just,
easiest
just,
would be
just for uniformity, yes.
The easiest would be for you to remove the bracket.
Yeah.
Agree? Because here you've done it and here you have not done it. So so that we have one standard way of doing it. Why did you put the one in the other side? Maybe you have a good reason.
Thanks, Chair. No, thanks for the input. No, actually, we'll put all of them in brackets, Chair, so that because they are referred to throughout the document,
okay.
Later on we'll just use
okay.
HSRC. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, so we move to page 3. I just want to know if the document was circulated to PBO also, just for PBO's information on the report.
You've
got it now, eh? Okay. In future, just to FFC, to PBO. Okay, maybe it did not get to his desk. So, but it's fine. It's good. It's good. There are our. Strategic partners, so they must also you know, monitor our work in a way. Budget. What do you call it? Okay, they don't monitor work, they can make inputs in our report. Yes. Yes. Alright, page 3, none, next, page 4. Page 3.
Just in the paragraph above the table, the third line from the bottom, it says, it sets the key South African priorities that are to eradicate poverty by 2030. Shouldn't we say something more along the lines that are meant to eradicate poverty or intended to eradicate poverty? Because we don't know that it will actually happen. We're hoping it will, but we can't guarantee.
Okay, are we in agreement? Are you happy with that?
Intended.
Intended.
Intended or meant?
Intended to.
Intended to
eradicate poverty, I would suggest.
Agreed? It can take you 5 minutes there. Just say yes and speak, then we go okay.
And then, ma'am, in the table itself, I know we got this table from DPME, but outcome 3, all people in South Africa are and feel safe. We've just got defense there. But I'm sure SAPS has a lot to do with this as well.
Yeah.
And I feel SAPS should be in there as well, so it should be defense and police.
Defense and SAPS, right?
Just my feeling, I don't know whether members agree, but I'm sure they have a lot more to do with that than defense in general.
Okay.
Yes, it is part of police department's contribution to our country, but the lead department, because there is a coordinating department, the one who coordinates the outcomes and achievement there of this one department is the defense. So even in the other outcomes as well, there are other departments that are playing a role, but the lead department is, they are assigned lead departments, each of our outcomes.
In defense, the lead department?
Yes, in the...
In number 6, you put 2 departments, the Transport and Parking Department. And they both need departments.
Oh, yes.
Will there be a problem in us having SAP?
Yes, because it will not be cooperative.
I understand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, the famous item 4.
Yes. Item 4.
Yeah.
Department, maybe it's a business meeting. They the official name is coordinating department. In some outcomes it's one department, in some it's two. So the rationale behind that I'm not sure, but it's just officially it's how it happens.
And also on top there, the clear, coordinating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. right, so are we happy there? Shall we then move to page 34? Thank you. Page 4. You see those typographical mistakes. I want to change my name. You can come in that page. He's saying so much can affect it there and then. So that does not go back. Start afresh.
Do you want me to then go back to page 1, man? At this stage.
As we move forward.
Okay.
It's going to be easier. By the time we finish it, we'll have to go and start afresh. Start afresh. And that starting afresh, we will not be able to see the same thing as what we said before.
Okay. All right, page 4. Page 5. Actually the same thing with the Financial and Fiscal Commission. Perhaps we can put the FFC in bracket next to the heading because it's again put there. It can put it against the heading itself. Because
okay.
Throughout the content there is full of FFC.
Okay.
Did you get that one,
Evan?
Seven? Paragraph 1, paragraph 2, 3, 4, page 8.
Okay. The second bullet.
Second bullet on page 8.
The last line of the three component outcomes are therefore dependent on the
dependent.
Yes.
Agreed. Dependent.
Point.
Dependent. Thank you. And I want to tell me.
It's in the previous line, ma'am. Sorry. It says from the start of the line, persist, comma. So the comma after the shouldn't be there. Just persist, comma, the private sector becomes.
From the same bullet?
Same bullet, the line above. The second number of bullet points. The first four, the first word is in the right manner, if you know what I mean. It says strengthen and build, enhance effort, strengthen oversight, inculcate the values, and then suddenly we change it to the active voice and go leveraging instead of leverage information. And the next one, minimizing instead of minimize. We could change the last two keys.
That I had noted on at the bottom of page 7. That I think it was changing the very last sentence there, or the second line, changing settlement patterns. Not that I had seen it, but I just forgot to mention it now.
Could we do the same thing again? Next to Human Sciences Research Council, put the bracket there in the heading.
On top, Nick. Heading. Okay.
3.3.
No, I wanted to propose, Chair, on that page 8, just above the human health, that paragraph there, that we must serve the SOC in full and then start using the SOC.
Oh, okay, state-owned company.
Yeah, right, it's in full for the first time and then use SOC afterwards.
With respect, I think we're changing the sense of it, because the PSC definitely said it causes that. Now we're saying it may cause that, which means it's not necessarily the case, but they were of the opinion that it was the case, that it did cause. Not that it only causes, but that it does cause operational efficiencies, and with respect, should be, and a financial burden on the state.
Shall we agree then to say, to remove may and say which causes?
Which causes, I'd be very happy with this, thank you.
I agree with you, as I said so, but
yeah.
It was the only, it, because it was the only thing that...
Remove the only and the other
Thank you. just for the sake of completeness or clarity, may I make a suggestion? In the first paragraph, second line from the bottom, where it reads, where departments are in debt to the Office of the State Attorney to the amount of $1.1 billion, could we add to that in respect of legal fees? Just so that it's clear that that's what they do. I asked the question at the time because I thought maybe it was something apart from that, but they confirmed it was just in respect of their legal fees.
Any
In respect to legal fees.
We move to okay, page 30.
The middle paragraph. Chair. Yeah.
No,
page 12.
Oh, page 12.
The middle paragraph, the second line, or the first thing is that with regards to the use of consultants, but at the end of the sentence it again says with particular reference to the management and use of consultants. So it's like a repetition of that, because it started with regard to the use of consultants.
Shall we remove the with regard to the use of consultants?
Second line from the bottom of the page, at the end of that line, financial is spelled with two F's, one should be removed.
You are correct. It's the NTSF indicators.
not the title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say I can't attest to it, or not here, but they must tell us who we are.
which day it should not be as 2013 or 2014, it should be 1 year, financial year.
The 2014 charge is when the impact was made, because that's when the charge of the fiscal consolidation had to ban. It's an occasion that the deficit goes down the following levels of support. So the first 2015 measures was one the intervention, including putting the ceiling on the same position. Mm-hmm. To try and ensure that those participation areas were achieved. So in 2014, I would say you can start by 2015, but 2014, that's where the promotion at the national level was put. Maybe at the local level, yes, you could have it before that, because the budget at the local level announced a different setup for the local government. But in national level, in 2014, that's where the cut of the shift was.
Okay. Are we in agreement? Put 2014, and then we don't remove that. We still say we clock the inception.
Thank you, ma'am. In the paragraph above that one.
Okay.
This is just grammatical things again. I'm not sure why we are using colons instead of commas, or semicolons, I should say. Where it is the Department of Agriculture, comma, Forestry and Fisheries. Fisheries is spelled wrong, by the way. There's no C in fisheries. Then we've got a semicolon there. It should be a comma. Basic education should be comma. Human settlements, comma. Energy, comma. Health, comma. And then we've got water ands. Could be and sanitation. And we've got a semicolon and a comma there. We shouldn't have either. No, sorry, it should be a comma there. And then it should say transport and police without anything at all there.
Okay, no, that's fine. So we separate, right? And thank you very much.
Same goes for the second line in the next paragraph. Starting with travel and subsistence.
Should be a comma.
Okay.
Right, Honorable Member Masongani?
Thank you, Chair. The last paragraph, DPME indicated that there's a need to eliminate overlap, duplication and waste in government. Is it possible to eliminate overlap?
Okay,
at least
page 13, the second paragraph?
The second last sentence. The DPME indicated that there's a need. Because overlap is when you cover part of the same area of interest. I mean, I don't know. I mean, something that extends. But you can want to eliminate duplication. But to overlap, government has got over, department has got overlapping functions, which are transversal. So I'm not sure whether we want to put it that way.
Overlap, and we always look in collaboration. So are we in agreement? We remove overlap?
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honorable Maswanganyi. Yes, the meaning is exactly as the honourable member has put it, but it can also be interpreted in other ways. But essentially, this is what the department said, so we're just reporting on what they said. But if honourable members don't feel comfortable there, because this part of the report is not what the committee is saying, we're just reporting this what the department indicated to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to agree with honourable members. This woman overlap eliminates duplication and waste. So overlap, we also want the department, work in collaboration. If they work in collaboration, they will learn to work with some other people. Honourable member McCarthy.
Thank you, ma'am. You can just move along that same line. So we now say eliminate duplication and waste in government systems and to improve, because we said indicate there is a need to eliminate, now it must be to improve. Operational, comma, scrap the and, information and align and management systems. I meant to mention it. It reads and program on community workers. We should either say and the program on community workers or and programs on community workers. I'm not sure which is the correct, whether there's more than one program. But if it's one, we should say the program, and if it's more than one, we should say programs.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's
part of my course.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Shall we then move to page 16?
Thanks, Chair. That long paragraph 2. And I think the authors should have a standard size of a paragraph. Yes. Otherwise, it becomes too long, and even the sentences. If you look at the second last sentence, it's a long-winded sentence, and somewhere it loses the meaning. The department also, I think, is tabled there. Not stapled.
Okay, well, what line is it?
Starting from the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, 5.
The department also, I think, is tabled. Established. Eh?
Established.
Okay. An irregular expenditure committee, which was responsible for assessing the cases brought before it to determine if expenditures. I don't know what that is once met the definition in terms of the PFMA, assess the second. Yeah, somewhere between determine and expenditure. I think we need the conjunction. If, and then, but also when you write a very long sentence, Chairperson, in the process it will have many meanings. That's the danger. One sentence must have one meaning, and then the next one collaborate above one so that there's cohesion. But if the sentence end up being the size of a paragraph, there's a danger. It is left to interpretation as to what you want to convey. So I think they will edit the final report in terms of the grammar and the technical aspects. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, the department also established with what that's on guidance. Please, can you explain the very first line of the long
Still page 15, that same paragraph, ma'am. Second line from the bottom. It should read, any official should be held liable in terms of the law. It's just an S onto term there. And then the next sentence should read, the said committee would recommend to the accounting officer, just not recommended. It's not in the past tense. It should be what's going to happen in the future.
Agreed.
Okay.
So we move to page 15.
Yeah, I wanted to speak to the same one.
Irregular expenditure is usually things that you just didn't budget for. So it may be a very necessary expense, it's just irregular that it wasn't budgeted for. So you might still need to determine whether there was value for money. I think it's correct as it stands. It's not wasteful expenditure or fruitless, it's irregular. So it just means that it wasn't budgeted for, it wasn't on the plan.
Now, see, I also told Mr. Abdul Felix, Did they recommend or they want to recommend, because the issue is there, recommended or they would recommend moving forward, they would recommend, which is which?
Would recommend is correct, sir.
Would recommend. Recommend.
Yes, would recommend.
Let's go to 60. We are, the time is 11 now. No, but 1 o'clock will be done.
Night's gonna be.
Oh, I'm sorry, I should have mentioned it earlier. I'll need to leave at 12:45. I have a member committee meeting, the Auditor General Committee is meeting at 1 o'clock. Thank you.
Education term is learning conducive, physical
learning friendly, physical infrastructure.
Maybe they just omitted the friendly, but we can insert it friendly.
Put commas there so that we understand.
Okay.
Say learning.
Or maybe an
is what it in learning comma.
Learning comma.
Not a comma, rather a bar there,
yeah.
Just to indicate learning conducive.
Okay, the charger check.
20.
Could I just ask if we maybe move that heading at the bottom onto the top of the next page? It looks a bit strange. Yeah.
Okay.
Just put it up here.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. In the table at the bottom, in the where did I see it now? Second bullet point, third line down. It's more especially exclusion at local government level. Sorry, no, it's a line above that. Sorry, second line down. People on the grassroots level. We're going to say people on the grassroots.
Page
26. In the table, second bullet point, second line. Grassroots level. Thank you.
Parliament has its own FMPLA and the appropriation for Parliament must be in terms of that act. Parliament is not compliant in terms of the implementation of that act. The committee views compliance with applicable laws prescribed by Parliament as none. Is this our finding, Chairperson? Remember, I was not there in some meetings because I was on leave. But if that is the finding, 5.5 it's okay, but it has got a far-reaching impact.
if
an organ which is responsible for oversight is found to be doing this.
Let me tell you something. When you came in here, and I thought you were here, in my own meeting, I said, you get different messages on the Parliament of the and then she is still attending the PSA, right? But then says it is important that we call CEO to come and present this information to them back by the majority and we can communicate and then all of us meet from the same on the path in terms of what we so for now, shall we leave it out until we clear, we consider it properly? Okay, we get a committee member, there's a very committee that says, we don't think that this is different, even from any other party. And then you get other people who say, no, there's a violation of section 18 of that. But when we interrogated, when we interrogated the National Treasury also said they were dealing with that matter. They were looking at that matter, but until we that government, we won't do anything. So, for now, shall we keep it or shall we leave it out?
I guess that we leave it out because. The first thing is we must determine whether that FMPPLA is in line, does not cover the PSMA because I would imagine the PSMA affects all spheres, all the three spheres, that's the first thing. So any other law that deals with financial management and performance would have to be in line with it. Now, it's not clear, the first line, for instance, is not clear whether we are saying Parliament is not acting in terms of its own act or we are referring to the PMSA.
It's own act.
Now I raise this issue because also there is this disconnection between Parliament and the National Treasury. And possibly a disconnect between this appropriations committee and what Parliament should be reporting. But whether we have oversight over Parliament as well, which is an area which must be clear. Because in my view, we should as this committee, we should be deciding oversight over Parliament. But I'm not sure with this juncture between National Treasury and Parliament. And I know that they are still discussing that issue.
Okay.
For instance, Parliament, National Treasury, and I suppose the reason why we are not giving us a quarterly expenditure of Parliament is because Parliament has not supported the framework of department. Because the argument as well is you can't treat Parliament as a department when it is an arm of government. So there are a couple of things that need to be corrected. before we can make pronouncements ourselves.
Okay.
I agree that maybe this could be premature because we have not called Parliament to make this determination. We heard, it means a hearsay. What is necessary is that we validate the information. Specifically because we keep hearing, you know, two opposing views on the day. So, on any institution that receives money from the taxpayer, they have to account it. Doesn't matter whether it's Parliament or what, even the committee that calls it, it's a separate arm of government. So even Parliament, we can call Parliament. And we can call Parliament because we are dealing with appropriation. And appropriations in terms of the Constitution has got to be done according to votes, and within the votes, the appropriations must be done according to program. That's the part that we're not getting clear from them. So we are then going to call them. So it will then be premature then to, before we even call them. Because they will even say, but you didn't even call us. Where do you get this? From a hearsay?
It's not, it is a fact, Chairperson.
No, I hear you saying
it,
but have we called them to determine?
Not this committee.
To validate
the. Not this
committee. Yeah, so this committee will have to do this one. Okay.
We
have the MCDPS. Yeah? And even there, in terms of their act, it says even there, they must also their budget must be available at home. I'll say, even there. In the amendment, you know what? They must also follow the same thing.
Yeah.
In the amendment, they must table it to the House. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. It's good that we picked this thing up. Unfortunately, due to time constraints, we could not call them. Okay? So that we then are able to deal with it in terms of this process. We have not called them. So let's do things procedurally without breaking the rules. And then continue to make these invaluable contributions in the form of the budget process and also in relation to that. Thank you very much for your very
My late comment to this committee. This committee, are we saying we don't play oversight on all organs of state in relation to money that is appropriated, and that includes Parliament? Are we saying that Parliament has got its own system of accountability? There's a special committee. I just want to be educated about that.
I'd like to come in again then. You see, all these departments that you are calling here, they have their own committee.
Yeah.
So call a committee. But on appropriation, for instance, if there can be discovered to be violating the Constitution, guess which committee will be asked the question? Which committee will be questioned? Not the joint committee. Where was the appropriations committee? Because we are doing appropriations, and the appropriations are regulated by the Constitution. That's why after National Treasury, and if you look at National Treasury's presentation, they will say this budget allocation is in terms of, and they even say Section 26 of the TFMA. Now, when we deal with them, we'll then look at their Section 18 of their PP, Parliamentary and Provincial, the Financial Management Act, several other things. Can you hear that? How are they appropriated? Because that is, in the main budget, there's only one global figure. Then we question National Treasury, said, but now you say this is how you comply, but here you have not complied. I said, okay, here there's a top slicing, but what is expected that once we've given them, they follow the same. Well, they cannot be exempted from compliance with the Constitution. This is the overall, it's a supreme law that comes.
Even when they're
president in their presentation, they complained about parliament not complying with the state. That is where I picked it up from the Friday. They are supposed to comply because transparency and accountability applies to the control and it is not like there's no one to do it.
And we are, it is very important that we are still complying so that even our work is credible. Eh? We don't want people to say, but you are saying we must comply, we must account for you, but me, they, the one who are holding us accountable, you're not doing it. I'm following the law to the latter. But as I say, it's still an assumption, and it is an assumption that we get a story. So I want to deal with it effectively and efficiently, to call them. And I know they might want to say, no, we don't account for accounts, but same applies to all these other departments that we call. I mean, SAA does not account to us. SAA accounts to National Treasury. But because there's an issue with allocation, appropriation of funds to bail them out, then our interest was, come, we want to see where are these funds going to be used, and what is your recourse on improving the situation so that you don't keep on asking you to bail out your turnaround strategy. We call them within that context. Does it make sense?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the brief. It's just I was raising a clarity-seeking question in regard to the accountability of Parliament and our role. I thought we Parliament plays oversight not only on organs of state, because this is the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa. We will call upon anybody who is a citizen to come and account here. Yes. So this matter is just that we no longer have time to call them for this report, but it would have been proper to have called the executive authority. I think it's the speaker and the national chairperson. I'm not sure who amongst the two, because it's two houses, and the secretary of parliament, at least parliament. The executive authority and the accounting officer who is the secretary of parliament, and probably people from treasury, so that we bring this matter to finality. Chairperson.
Parliament doesn't table the APPs and the draft, the APPs and hazard votes with the national departments. What they do is they table the draft before it goes to national treasury. That draft gets tabled in a joint standing committee where Mr. Kwabadza is also a member. Now this 2018-19 allocation was already discussed last year, June, in that committee, the parliament table and discussed, and then thereafter submitted to the Minister of Finance for consideration of the estate. So that's how it operates. They don't operate like your normal department. It must table and then a report must be drafted by the committee for consideration. That's not how they operate.
that's what you're telling me. You know, because remember, I spoke to advocate. So advocate gentle, so that it's not only me. Maybe I should not even hear him correctly. Let him come with all of us in here. Then we can then he brings to us. Maybe we can even first ask him to come and help us, and then we call him. Or we think we must do it in concurrency. Everybody sitting around
with the main issue is Parliament not being fully compliant with the financial management of Parliament and provincial legislatures. Now, in the absence of them not being fully compliant, because Parliament is supposed to determine its own processes for their budget allocations, the appropriations only give the 1.8 billion from the National Revenue Fund. Thereafter, the donor funds, yes, the donor funds and the direct charges also comes, which brings the total to about 2.4 billion. Now, Parliament is supposed to allocate in terms of programs, yes. They are supposed to give it to Treasury in order for it to be included in the E&E. They are not currently doing that, Chairperson. Yeah, so there are a number of areas where they are not complying, but they are working on it. Treasury reported that they are working on it. So we can call them.
When they come here, they will tell us.
Yeah.
So, Baba, you see, we had to discuss. But for now, let's then agree that we remove this because it was not properly processed.
And then it's set in the program, the meeting.
Come again?
We said in the program for next term, the meeting.
But now we're not
I know it's okay, Chair.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. But there's a section that says, it is maybe amended or tabled to the House. We need the section 21. I don't know. The section. Yeah?
Which one?
So this one we check out there, agree?
Agree.
Let's properly process it. Now we are overly acting, but we want to say.
Yeah. No, I agree for now, but you don't have my guess.
Yeah. I'm working towards getting the
guess. Yeah. How come it's 12 now?
Okay. Page
35.
But I think we now have an understanding where the
appropriation.
We have appropriation. We're going to look at whether appropriation was done correctly and according to the book. According to the book or according to book? What is it? According to book?
No, according to the book.
To the book?
Yeah.
According to the
book.
Okay. Otherwise, so far I wrote in the book that correct. This time it's true, they just wrote here. They even asked me for us. Some of us are diabetic.
No.
Then they drink just 2 drinks and milk for breakfast. That's not healthy at all. And besides, they want to promote wellness.
Sorry, 5.10. The last one on 35. First line, just to read it. The department's needs are significantly improved, but it doesn't say what they need to improve. I think we just need to qualify that a little.
And so 5.10, line number?
One.
Committee
is of the view that departments need to significantly improve, but we don't say what. We say and ensure that suppliers that do business governments are paid. But so I'm just thinking it just reads a bit strangely. Improve in general, or improve their financial performance, or improve their whatever it might be. Yeah. I just thought we needed to qualify it somehow.
What?
I think the rest of the
sentence
does to some extent.
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
But,
Unless we say improve to ensure rather than and ensure, because it sounds like you need to improve and do the other thing as well. Two separate issues, but it's actually one issue.
Okay, yeah.
So change the and to two maybe. Improve to ensure. We're improved to ensure that, yes.
How are we concluding on that?
Chair, Honorable Member, thanks for that. Unless we remove significantly improve completely, and then we just say...
Need to ensure.
Yes. We must just ensure that they pay.
I'm happy.
Okay.
Ensure.
Just need to ensure the supplier.
I propose, Chair, that we be more specific.
Okay.
And say that the attainment of technical performance target should match trend.
Okay.
I don't know how you want to put it, but you must be specific to that. That these two must match.
You
should not just pay to the challenge.
Should we say
technical
performance target? Because we ATP they adopt. Then those then become binding for implementation, not to be their objective. Should I say, attainment of adopted performance target? Can we say adopted? Okay, attainment of performance target. We remove tables, but we need to say adoption, because that's binding. Adopted, so we have to on performance target. Okay, let's then have off performance target.
Alright.
Okay. 86.
Let's see how we phrase that.
I'll just make a note, and then at the end I'll come back. Yes, because Honorable Whip wants us to emphasize that the target must match the spending.
Yes.
Yes.
In line with
it. Yeah.
Because for now the issue is the mismatch between achieved target and the budget spend. Yeah, very good.
Honourable Member McCarthy.
The last line, MTSF targets should read MTSF indicators. I think we decided previously.
Sorry, Chair, if the target is... Okay, no, in that instance, it's not different from this one, because on this one, we are saying, we have set a target that we want to have, and we want to have 4 parties, so that's the target we have set. So if not, the work we are doing as the Department of Health, the Department of Education, you are not attaining those targets in terms of quality outcomes from basic schooling and so on. You are not enabling government to reach the target of having 4 parity by 2030. So in this instance, it's different. In the first instance, it was more that the targets that are contained in the APP, for example, you would have number of schools that need to be built, were not the same as the targets that are contained in the MTSF. So this time, I mean the indicators. So in that first instance, indicators was the correct one. But this
so
one
now are we talking MTSF indicators?
Yes, here we are referring
and
to...
And the MVP goals?
Oh no, here we are referring to the target.
So these indicators will retain the target,
yeah.
Okay? And the MVP goals. Good.
Paragraph 5.9. Yes. Public servants tend to be better paid than most taxpayers in general. Is this a general statement, or we have done a scientific analysis and arrived at this conclusion? No, Chairperson, when you present this, you don't want people to ask you questions which you won't be able to explain.
No, this actually was a question by the chairperson to the FFC. No, to COSATU on Friday. So this statement, this question was taken from the budget review of 2018, and that fact was stated that they take it from data that they've published, which shows that over the past decade, which is in the document itself, the trends show that public servants are better paid than most taxpayers. So it's a statement of fact from the data from the National Treasury. So the full statement, when the chairperson was asking the question at the time, I can just read it to. Okay, it's on data published in the 2017 MTVPS showed that over the past decade, compensation has crowded out areas of spending, particularly in labor-intensive departments, as it's indicated there. At the same time, cost of living adjustments have exceeded CPI inflation by an average of 2 percentage points. Public servants tend to be better paid than most taxpayers in general, as discussed in Annex B of the 2017 MTVPS. So it's a...
Why then? Done the MTVPS? So that the government appealed to what the funds of the general statement.
Okay.
From the MTVPS. Just say, in terms of the 2017 MTVPS obligations are, yeah?
Okay.
The committee would place emphasis on the need to increase productivity, to match that with productivity, with increased productivity. Because once you link it to productivity, you're getting a lot of money, but like I said, the way they are doing their work, sometimes I think there's no being demand. But again, we don't want to talk about that now. We just want to say, can they link that with productivity? But it also once came in on a family to the department to say, as they are getting worse, productivity is low. I mean, when you get underperformance, people tell their full salary and bonuses. And it's underperformance.
No, Chair, I hear what you're saying and what it's a good thing, but I think this sentence must fall because it's a very controversial statement. Until we must engage on it at some other. Remember, this is a public document that we are producing.
Yeah.
So,
and, okay,
on
yeah.
those basis, I think it really can't. We can't put something like that. We ourselves do not even agree. We haven't even engaged on it.
But it's okay.
Actually, when this question was asked to COSATU on Friday, COSATU contested it as well. So maybe for the minutes of the meeting, given the different views on this issue, and given that COE actually is a big, takes a sizable chunk of the budget itself, that the committee is going to appropriate now. I propose that we have this as an item for the program for next term on COE only, and then we can have but then it's this statement, and then it falls out. Then we can interrogate the statement further. If
okay,
that,
for now,
if that
we
okay.
Remove it,
yes?
Yes,
yes.
Paragraph 5.22.
Yeah.
The committee is of the view that I think it's affordable, not cheap. Yeah. Public transport. Committee notes HSRC. I think there must be an apostrophe because it means many HSRCs. Submission highlighting challenges in the relationship between local municipalities, traditional leaders, traditional councils. Is it not local government? Or if you want to talk of municipalities, say municipalities, because there's district, there's local, it doesn't mean the same thing. So if you say relationship between municipalities, traditional leaders, and communities, because councils are part of the institution of traditional leaders. So if you correct that,
Okay. Yeah. All right, thank you very much. About page 39. Is something with regards to, I
have
a problem. 39 is that topic. Any topic, this something in the heading. Shall we, how can we improve this one? Improve public service, and then with regard
to the object.
Now they're getting the message. With regard to, no, put the topic and then discuss it.
Okay.
Chairperson, I think you might find it their drafting style. They must feel free to, I like to ask as to how do they draft, because if this is the drafting style, they have to put it like this, under noting. For instance, in our ANC, if we write a document, we put an introduction, start noting, believing, and recommend. And that remains a standard drafting style, Chairperson. because they meet as the secretaries of all committees. Mm-hmm. Because all parliamentary documents should look like standard. The same standard in terms of the style of drafting. They should not, one goes this way, the other one goes that other way. So we would have to clarify us, because any reporting has got a format. Is this their template or is their creativity?
All right. Are you getting to respond to that
question? We agree.
There's no comment.
Yeah. It's just that over the years, because even the format in 2014, the first report for the committee, we did agree on a format that is just acceptable, is just fine. So it just practice over the years. But of course, at any time, one can always change. And Honourable Member is quite right. We don't have a standard yet at Parliament for all the committees, because committees can determine their own business in terms of the rules. So often you find that members and chairpersons prefer a certain style that you might have. You might have a template that's used by the staff, but when you come to the committee, then the preference is for something else. So that's a problem that we've been having for some time. But really, the comments are accepted.
Okay. Standard writing, report writing.
For me, I thought it was more about ensuring that the report flows better when you're reading from one story to another story.
Okay.
That would regard actually point to a direction that now you are not discussing a different subject matter in the same report.
But no, actually the comments if you allow me, Chair, the comments of Honourable Ma Songanya correct, it's the style. Because if the style changes, it falls away, you might not need to use it again. So it's We'll reflect on it, and yeah.
Okay, then this is not a heading. Please remove it.
Okay.
And then you start your 5.24 with on improved public service. The committee noted.
Sure.
Don't leave it separately.
Yes, it needs to move it.
Subheading and a subheading.
No, I took out all those with regards to Chairperson. I just left the area. Because we're going to have to change all these findings if we must do the with regards to.
What I'm saying, but we just want you to follow the standards.
No, no.
Standard.
No, I changed it for all the subheadings under the findings.
Okay.
I took out the with regards to.
Then the second and the last line,
Organizational. Or outside the approved structure. Did not comply. Yeah.
And then on the same line, that whole sentence also should have concern on the non-compliance by official regarding baby day payment. It doesn't, I think it's misplaced because we're talking about public officials who don't comply and then they talk about financial disclosure by them. So that's the day because we're also entertaining the previous. I don't know whether you want to
see it. Okay. Yeah, because we've spoken to it before, actually. Yes, and then we remove the debating. But this finding is necessary. Okay. Let's start with the report then. Stakeholders, those we are recommending to.
Okay. Now then number one, 6.1, Minister of Finance,
Chair,
Now I have some grammatical issues. Just for good English, should the Minister of Finance should ensure that 6.1, the National Treasury develops and implements, not to develop, because it doesn't flow then. Develops and implements, and then the same for the next one. 6.1.2, National Treasury ensures that budgeting. 6.1.3, National Treasury considers various options. And so on. It's the same right through.
Okay.
Could you just check on those, please? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. I thought Treasury has what is contained in 611, cost-cutting measures, or whatever she said, stringent cost-cutting measures, cost containment measures. Doesn't it have this in place? Because I heard ministers of finance again and again when they present the budget, the national budget, talking about no longer buying beverages, no one should use a first class in the plane, no more parties. Is it not in place?
So, now,
remember, we
started the whole process afresh, and
these are the inputs from those that appeared before. Yes, Chair, it says develop, because I thought not the new measures have to be developed, but to implement, because they're there.
Agreed.
And,
because the report we are seeing said, remember, from
Recommendation
one. So this needs developed, because
that has been done, but
maybe you say implement stringent cost containment measures. Now, I think the word stringent, because the word the cost containment measures were
addressed.
And then
elaborating
on the stringent to include also
more stringent. Yeah. Not trying enough. All they are ready.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. On the stringent, as a program is a stringent, I'm getting it to say cost containment. But when you bring stringent, it means you are getting into a cave and that the moon don't want to go. Because we don't have empirical evidence in the whole world that has shown that any country has actually come out successful in austerity. Britain is where it is because of austerity. Greece is where it is because of austerity. So, I thought cost containment is enough. But when we go to Sweden, I have a problem.
We need to agree on this one. Where the consensus will then go by that? Honorable Member McLaughlin?
I still believe we do have cross-containment measures in place in regions. We discussed earlier in agreement since 2014. What we want to say is they must be sharpened for a better implementation.
Strengthened.
Something along those lines. I understand what you're saying. So what's the word? Any measure?
Maybe we can, because when we think we want to see them implemented, the board comes to us. It is Parliament that must make sure that what has been decided is done. But it is not for department to go to stringent. Stringent is for sharing. And I have a problem with it.
And Chairperson, the first bullet, can we go and recommend the cost containment measures on security matters. Because do we have to go to this level, really, as a committee? How do we determine that a minister must have one security personnel? Because there's a system of assessing the security risk of a public office bearer. And we have to have faith that this is costing the money vis-a-vis the importance of security of office bearers. You can say, put a statement like this, but it will have a far-reaching implication. What do we want to achieve by this? And the last bullet, there is a handbook on the purchase of ministerial vehicles. So I don't know whether we have to repeat things which are in place or we just single out three or four items and leave the rest. So there are certain issues which they sound politically correct, but factually they have got issues when we want to go deep into issues of security, for instance. Do we have the facts on the table that VIP is costing a lot of money, whereas it's bailouts which are costing billions? Let's look at that. I don't know the background how you arrive at this, because if you put a statement like this, you must be informed by the facts.
We don't want him in the office, isn't it? Or something? I'm being practical.
You don't want this furniture because so and so was in this. You want your own furniture to get your own. So that, this is what we're talking about. Because it becomes expensive ever. The type of furniture people buy, it, they don't even have it in their house. But in the office, the one day furniture gets a very expensive. Because they don't even pay that money. So we're saying, how can we assist in ensuring that the taxpayer money is well, is used in the best interest of the poor, close that gap, and also create jobs. More than, please, individuals who already are earning high salaries. Problem is, you don't have to sit here because so and so are sitting here, you want your own furniture. Okay. So how do we deal with the purchasing and use of ministerial resources? For instance, when they read you here, they will then be able to say, I don't know what it says. After a furniture has, but it's dependent on that you will assess all the furniture and change the furniture. Not because I am there and I have to offer the ministerial resources will say that I must. In Dambwani, in the homeland, in the ministerial land, we get money to for furniture, to refurbish every year. Which means every year you could change your furniture, which is wasted expenditure. And it's not their money, the taxpayer money. They say, when we read about it, they say the taxpayer must benefit more. But now, what's happening is benefiting more. So, something is going to be done. We assist those ministers who think they can come in and change. If the furniture maybe still new in terms of assessment, he cannot then come and say, take it. And we don't even know where they take this furniture to. Okay? Mr. Masamani, and then Honorable Minister.
Chairperson, there are manuals that you have to adhere to when you hold the position and the executive. Judiciary, including ourselves here. Where we stay, we have allocated a house with the furniture and parliamentary villages. And the same applies with ministers. They only in the main change a mattress. The rest of the furniture in the house remains the same, unless it's broken. You don't determine what you want. They allocate your house and only change the mattress. And the same with a car. When you arrive in a department, as you have given example, you find a car which is there. If there is a specific case of a particular minister or MEC who wants a new car when there was a new car there, that is something else that is a case on its own. So we can't generalize cases to be the norm that this is what ministers and MECs and mayors are doing. Because not all mayors, MECs, ministers are doing this. So if it finds its expression here, and we put it in general terms, it sounds politically correct, but factually there might be issues about this matter. So let's put statements, Chairperson, in such a manner that people understand the depth of work that we have undertaken. And as I've said before, I remember ministers from time to time had presented cost-cutting measures. And there are many. It's not restricted to these ones. If you want to talk to that paragraph in general terms or want to say according to what minister presented in 2014 or 15, and people make reference to that, the better. But if you single out four or five out of so many, the question is why are you singling out? Are they the ones which are costing a lot of money since there has been that cost containment measure? So we might want to make a reference to the cost containment measures as tabled by Minister of Finance on this particular year, and then go, they are there, they are in records. So something, Chairperson, that will be able to defend and say why do we, you have correctly said that this piece of document will be there for many years to come, if you go to the library there, you find the Hansards of 1910, of the first Bota, not this Bota on the stage here, the other Bota, they are there. So it means even this document will outlive us by more than 200. So I'm not sure if they can be able to pull out, not for us to go through here, the cost containment measures tabled by the minister before. If we have to table all of them, we might have to do so. But the fact that we are singling out the five, it means the worrying signs. And we have fact that the others are not spending more than what the minister has actually restricted them to. Yeah, so I want us to get a middle route, Chairperson.
Okay.
No, thank you very much, Chair, but in actual fact I've been covered to a large extent, so I'll just add a few words, because I was going to say the same thing, that I don't think we're in a position to make such recommendations without any facts, because we do know that there are procedures, there's legislation, there are procedures, and the ministerial handbook that you mentioned, I think it does exist, and we cannot Honourable Masangani is saying that why single out certain things? There are so many things, and we also know that there are lots of cost containment measures that are already in place. We've seen that the use of consultants has gone down, accommodation, travel. There are quite a number of things that have come down. If we want to engage in this discussion, perhaps we can plan something else and engage around it, but it will not be safe for us to write something that we are not even sure about in a document like this, where we'll mislead the public and all that, because people can defend it. So I would support the idea that we just remove that thing, because we are not we will not be able to do justice to this particular point. Thank you.
Okay. I hear you. I want us to be able to deal with these matters with maximum objectivity, so that, and I think, I don't know if Honourable Jonathan has said that, but also the chief would want us to deal with maximum objectivity. You are welcome on page 41 of the first recommendation.
Thank you, sir.
So in page 41, talking about the review and check out what will be practical against the situation we have. It is true that there are people who don't have food. It is true. It is true that the gap between the haves and the have-nots is going bigger and bigger. So ours is to recommend, okay, not amend, recommend, review, look at what else can be, so that people at home do not end up saying we are fat cats whilst they are hungry. And you've seen the level of impatience displayed in the form of, we don't want this country to bend down like the province, like Northwest, before we can start to correct ourselves. We don't want to do that. So let's put the best interest of the poor. Let's have the best interest of the poor, and then we take a decision. You heard the president, because now you say it's not our task. You heard the president. In one meeting, we were sitting with just discussing, and I said, hey, we need to reduce. Actually, we were just talking. We need to reduce the minister, the beauty minister. Because that minister also takes a lot of time. Somebody exploded with the net, who are we to do that? But today, the president, saying the same thing. There's a tough team. You know what? He is responding not to the need of the elite. He is responding to the need of the poor so that we can have more money. Now we are consolidating, we're putting ceilings because we don't have money. And everybody else says, you can't go on and on and on borrowing money. So now the bigger chunk of the money that the budget has is towards servicing of that debt. Not servicing of the poor. So we can't go on and on and on. But then, we must then look at within, where else can we reduce? Even if they reduce, but where else can we reduce? So that the people out there can see that we have their interests at heart. Not only our interests at heart, but their, also their interests at heart.
The question is, such a recommendation. That's the first question we must ask ourselves. And if so, then we must be specific. Because I don't think, for instance, on that point, there was a generalization of the large scale spending on purchase of imperial cars. And when you go on to say the use of the imperial cars, that itself is problematic because it depends on the commitment the minister has. You can't restrict, you might want to say the money. But you can't say the use of the federal cap. Because that suggests you must then tell ministers not to talk to that community and to that and a commitment and so on and so on. That becomes the problem. The question therefore is, have we received information that suggests we must make such a recommendation? On all of those things that I do, I raise this because even on issues of, for instance, you can't think about construction of government offices and accommodation. The issue is about efficiency in infrastructure program. So why think about offices and when the problem is another problem that is infrastructure? The Chair, you have correctly identified the rule that Kodak has created. Why that repeat that, other than being specific to a particular department which might be consistent with doing a department or a municipality which has escalated court compared to what we have seen before. The issue of legal fees. All of those things need us to be, for instance, the issue of what we call legal cost, that kind of thing. And the minister himself has taken steps to deal with that. What we must now find out is how effective has his intervention been, and then make recommendations. So I'm saying that whole paragraph is a different problem.
Okay.
In the absence of sexual information.
Yes. All right, I want you to assist me now to finalize the discussion on this one.
Sorry,
now, if you say, for instance, you don't agree with VIT protection services, you either make a proposal on its reformulation or you say you remove it. Then I will then throw it to the meeting. Say agreed or not agreed. Eh? You have to discuss and not also your proposal on how best you can reformulate what I think. All right?
No, I'm not covered.
Yeah, I'm also
speaking. Maybe what we want to urge is that national department should look for further measures of cost containment and end it there. But if we start thinking out specifically,
I don't agree. Let's give you them one by one. And then if we say, you know, I'm actually have said, let's look at them one by one. If you don't want to say, then I will go into the meeting. Okay? Because that's how we can make progress. All right? If you like, you must then say, okay, it's you.
Yeah. I want.
You interjected, but
then
you really recognize.
Okay, thank you, Chair. I say I agree with Comrade Maswanga, and I agree with the feelings of the chairperson. Let's not get into unnecessary unresearched detail. And I don't want a sentence that further suggests further cost containment, because there will be no delivery. There will be no economic growth. There will be no reduction of poverty. What is the cost containment measures as they are okay. It is the duty of Parliament to make assurance double sure that the money that we have appropriated and agreed with departments is spent according to plan. That is quarterly, we check quarterly.
Okay.
Not other cost containment. That is authentic. It's bad for any country.
Okay, and then help me, man. We want to pass it. Then the VIP protection services, we all say it's part of. Agreed? Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay. Honorable member, Sheikh, you know?
Yeah, Chair. We're not about VIP, but I was just thinking the comments that have been made here. I'm not sure that when you just talk about and leave it to Parliament to want to deal with this cost containment measures, particularly whether it's going to work. Because we've repeated, and I'm going to give you a good example if you talk about members' facilities, if you talk about the outsourcing, for me it's a similar thing as consultant to travel agents that's booking all our flights to go all over. When you've got parliamentary travel, can read it a fraction of the price. I have a problem with that. Parliamentary travel, no one understands us, but I can tell you we're spending a lot of money on outside travel agents. A lot of money. That's the first thing. So I, you know, unless you're going to specify and tell them to put measures in place, particularly on issue 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's too vague for me. And remember, these things have come up before, they've come up in the debates before, and nothing is really happening in terms of making those changes, otherwise it's going to be business as usual here in and here out. So I have a problem in terms of, unless you're going to spell it out to them, how we can cut costs. Let me give you a good example.
if you take the travel alone, every time you phone and change that flight, after hours it's costing 300 Ren or 360 Ren or even more. Now with the amount of flights and bookings that take place for all the committees and everything, if we had a dedicated parliamentary travel dealing with that, we won't have the problem. And we found something else, Chair. If you have a parliamentary travel that belongs to us that's going to be able to deal with these issues, you'll save a lot more money, and let me tell you why. Travel agents get kickback from all these airlines and all these organizations. Let me go one step further, and I know some of you are not going to like what I'm going to say. When you phone a travel agent now at 9 o'clock tonight and you want a flight, they're not going to look and see whether an SAA flight is available. And shouldn't we, and I'm not saying, I know in terms of competition I shouldn't be saying this, but charity begins at home. Yeah. It begins at home. So that's just one of the things. Let me also talk about, if you want to talk about cost containment measures, Jim. People don't come to the meetings. They're never available in the meetings. But talk about an overseas trip, everybody is available, everybody wants to go overseas. Some members are here for 2014, they haven't seen outside South Africa. Some of these members in our parliament don't even know the people in the area where they're living. They don't know what's going on in their own township. But they've seen every country outside. And that goes for the provinces as well. It's a serious problem. Now if we're really talking about, we've got a crisis in the country. In terms of wanting to deliver to the people after hundreds of years of suffering and oppression. So every cent that we can save can be saved to go towards the people. Why is it there's so much of unrest and people shouting and screaming? Because public representatives are not there. Let me give you another good example while we talk about parliament members' facility, Chair.
This is the last example.
Well, there's so many I can sit here and talk, I'll leave it for my debate later, but let me also tell you. Who checks whether these constituency offices you're giving millions of 160 and 200, 300 million a year is going? Who checks if they exist? Who checks if they are doing the work they're supposed to do? Who checks if members are coming to work? Are they attending their committee meeting? Who checks that members are coming and signing in and leaving immediately and going away home? Who checks members are coming just to get that 4,000 or 5,000 a week travel allowance because they live distance away from the airport? Some are doing the work here. Where's the others? It's a problem. Now if we talk about cost, let's hit this thing, wait, so we can deal with the matter. Because otherwise nobody's going to do it. This vagueness that we are giving them is not going to mean anything, I can tell you. Even if you talk about cars, Jeff, yes, they need comfort and luxury because they travel a lot and they go distances, they need reliable cars. But we can have a standard, not one driving a 1.5 million rand car and one driving a 800,000. You know, have some kind of norms and standards for it. Taking into consideration the difficulty of the work that they do and how much they need to travel. These are some of the things that we need to do. You're buying bulk, you're saving, you're getting bigger discounts.
Okay. I'm on left point number two, planning and construction of capital. Since one of our engagements, it became clear that, I think it was with the construction something, that company, okay, say there is no standard plan for schools, for hospitals. That's why you will find, you know, for example, I come in and say I want to build a state-of-the-art hospital, which will take more money at the expense of the already existing hospitals that are not even maintained. So maybe here we should then talk about that standardization. National Treasury come up, investigate and come up with standardized plan, hospitals, schools. Well, that's what I said, we are going to save money. Well, this state-of-the-art hospital, they end up not having the personnel, and then it says there is a white elephant. That one is kind of wasting expenditure. So how do we then assist here? Because I think the gist of this one is not standardization, just plans. I don't know if you must assist us to formulate this one, to say, National Treasury to come up with standard standardized. That sentiment put it, and we're in that meeting. Said, you know why in one province a school will cost so much and in another province it costs so much? That's where he came in and said. And then he said, we need standardization of, I think it's scant or what, but somebody reminds me, but I think you hear what I'm saying. We
must then say to National Treasury, because what is in our engagement with these people, we should not engage for the sake of engaging. And when it comes here, then we then give out the advice that they've also raised. Because, I mean, we want them to come and empower us so that we can do with maximum objectivity and make recommendations that we bring about the change in that area. Because there's money that is being asked, as we said.
Okay. But my understanding is this, that Treasury has told us, in terms of the schools, we pay 78 and 82 million, a school now is going to cost 34 million. That is what they came and told us previously through the standardized process that they put in place. Now what we need to do is to check those schools that they've now awarded, whether they're in line with the 34 million or they jump to 58 million again.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about that because
monitor,
those
monitoring by National Treasury,
yes,
on the implementation of the standard line
infrastructure projects for hospitals, schools, for all, for everything. Yeah.
Okay. Honourable Member Honourable Member.
Yeah. No, I agree with what you are suggesting. Is it not the responsibility of the Department of Public Works to deal with the property for government? As far as I remember, this function is located in Public Works. They assist when you have to enter into a rental, if you want to be a tenant as a department, if you have to construct your own office space, all those, so that we should not pump everything to Treasury. That department is supposed to do this.
But standardization by Treasury, that department
That department is responsible for that, Chairperson.
Standardization?
Yes. Property matters are matters of public works. Education matters are matters of... otherwise, Treasury will become government within a government if we are not, and that's what they are doing. They run an airline. Now it's confusion and it's collapsing under their hands. They are running banks which were in other departments. Everything that has got a problem in another department, they take over.
Okay.
And there hasn't been an improvement.
Right. I would like to control this meeting so that we are focused, né? And we are running out of time. I'm sure you can see that. So how do we then reformulate bullet two? Number one, we've disposed of bullet two, because it's along the same lines of public works. Maybe we should then say public works.
Yeah. Oh, not. Thank you, Chair. No. I hear the point of the honourable members on the role of Treasury in this instance for construction and such. In this instance it's different because it's only on the procurement side, it's not on the standards for buildings and so on. For example, the committee has recommended in the past that Treasury look into the construction of foreign embassies and so on to develop a construction or that guides that in the procurement aspect so that the costs are minimized. And also in the past we have recommended that Treasury look into the construction for schools, because we were concerned that the schools that in one province cost this much, in another province it cost another amount, in another area they cost another. So they developed a standardized costing model, actually a special cost containment instruction note for building of schools only. So the recommendation in this vein was in that aspect, that for a certain particular program, it can be VIP, it can be the construction of schools, it can be other areas as well, that Treasury developed a cost containment instruction note for that area on top of the generic ones that the honourable members were referring to, which were released in 2011, which are travel consultants. So on top of those, there are also special cost instruction notes for particular programs. But that's just an input, and then the members can decide out to which ones they will go with.
How are we doing the bullet? Do we take it off or reformulate along the same lines of standardization of buildings, government buildings? Let's say government buildings. Don't say good accommodation, standardization of government buildings.
Sorry, ma'am, I just wanted to ask about being excused now. I have to go. I've sent my proposals relating to paragraph 7 to Mr. Aronson. I've asked him if he'd just mention it when we get there, because I need to go. Thank you.
Okay. Are we disposing this one? Or do we reformulate? Maybe let's ask the researcher to reformulate.
Okay.
Let's proceed. Reformulate this one. Bullet 2, 3, there is no consultant to inform function. But this one is not talking about consultants. It's saying. And also we got it through our engagement. The department, they must not send everything to consultants, because they must apply, they must actually employ people who have the capacity. This is how I understand this one. Are we in agreement with this one or not, or do you want to reformulate as well? It's not about consultants. Yes, there we are succeeding, but the department has the tendency to have the ability to then outsource. But we're saying to cut down on costs. It must be capacitated officials who can deal with some of these issues in-house than outsourcing. So what are we saying about today? So do we leave it or do we refine it? We must send that message.
There are two things. The first is that I think we want to repeat what is the first officials should not employ consultants on the work they are supposed to do. And then where technical skills are lacking in the department, they must then build capacity.
So that we
cut costs on consultants. So those are two issues that should be checked in there.
Then can somebody assist us? I agree with Honourable Member Tawaza. Can you assist us
to
formulate it within this manner?
Okay, I have the first aspect where it speaks to department should not utilize consultants in those areas where they is their core function. Okay.
And then the second one, where
for
no
the technical skills.
Because remember, as I said, the development part today also talks to a capacitated workforce. Okay? So where there's no capacity, they must capacitate. Right, legal services across the state, including taking active efforts aimed at minimizing litigation costs. I know that this one is coming because there's a lot of money that is used on legal costs. Lots. And that's where we can also, if we reduce, we can find money to assist the poor for service delivery. So what are we saying here?
What does this sentence mean, Chairperson?
Just to
understand. You see, so that these things are written in shorthand. It becomes difficult to understand what is it.
This one, I want that person to elaborate. What does this sentence mean? I'm dying of interpreting and...
Which one, Chair?
Legal services. I mean, here we want to address the issue of high legal costs incurred by government.
Oh no! You started from 6.11. It says that the treasurer should develop cost containment measures in the following government programs or service delivery areas, and then you go to the bullet. It says legal services.
Do we want to keep this one? Or
so, if, I'm not sure. Yeah, the members can...
Okay. Cost containment along...
Or, okay, unless if the members can consider maybe exclude the legal services part and rather just make a statement that says to take active efforts aimed at minimizing the litigation costs, if that is a bit better than using legal services. To take active efforts aimed at minimizing litigation costs.
Take active efforts. Maybe the National Treasury to appoint a task team to look at the ministerial entity. Yes, because they will then find the tool that is used by National Treasury. We know about it. To cut down on fat, free, and then come up with a concrete budget after having cut down fat and fruits and meat and that money for something else, for service delivery. I think our focus should be on service delivery and poverty reduction, job creation, economic growth, and then bridging the gap between the poor, the have, and the have not, using this budget to do that. Because, for instance, we're saying this budget is a poor budget. And then we must illustrate what we mean by it. So how can it be strengthened as a poor budget? So a task team we put in place to review the ministerial handbook, cutting down on sales and ministerial from the ministerial handbook. They will know what is extraordinary and then try and come down.
I really support your question 100%. But we are putting too much work on treasure, which is we're making them lose their responsibility. But I was suggesting that I was suggesting that our researchers must get that handbook, whatever handbook that is causing all these troubles, to ourselves. And then we trust them to look at it and suggest, so that we actually give them suggestions, not just treasure. Because I know treasure has got a cool place as this. And they will not leave what they're doing and look at what we are saying about it. And so for it to be done, let's just assign it to ourselves, maybe PGO and other stakeholders to look at it. And because now we don't even know what is in that
handbook. But that handbook, to come down the commission.
Commission?
Yeah, not just
get the report.
When they look at it, they will then be able to say, can we be funded?
Yeah.
So that's why I say, they must meet you. If they say they think it's still okay, it's okay, but you say they must leave you. So that they can cut things like those. You know, we don't care to defend people, to be honest, I mean,
no.
when the opposition, in the house, when the opposition says, Kikawas wife used 800,000, so we must defend. You think these things can be done professionally? And that thing is okay, it has stood at it. Can you look at whether the members of the CCM would be still appropriate for this time?
Just as the ministerial book has been reviewed, I think, by DPSA and Public Protect. Yeah. So that we should not be in line with what has been done. If there's a violation by one minister, it doesn't mean there's something wrong with the book. So you might want to say ministers or the executive must stick to what is prescribed in the ministerial handbook. Because there are so many things there. Why I want to say this, Chairperson, we have got researchers, and they know researchers have been taught that whatever you write and whatever you say, there must be empirical evidence to substantiate on what you are saying. And once it's not there, our report will be questioned by people. So let's find a better formulation of the ministerial and book chairperson that adherence to that handbook is non-negotiable. Without just singling out cars, this has been raised several times. And when you get into a department as a minister and a deputy minister, the official say, "Minister, this is the amount that you have to buy a car. Do you want a BMW, a Benz, an OD, but we'll only spend within this limit." It's there.
Yeah.
Treasury has that manual, chairperson. I know it from experience. So if you go out and buy something out of that ceiling, it's a fiscal indiscipline by the member of the executive. But Treasury has got all this. You can do this up to this amount. These are the number of tickets for your children and your spouse. It's there. Once you're there, there are tickets for your children, tickets for your spouse, tickets for this and that, this and that.
Okay.
So all these things are prescribed. The question is, are we concerned that they are not adhered to? And I heard you giving one example. Of course, we can't write it here. But is it general? I mean, I heard you talking of another minister and the wife going somewhere. I think you were giving it as an example. But it's not what is generally applicable. It might be one case out of so many 35 and 37 deputy ministers. And they can't be brushed with the same paint. I mean, be painted with the same brush. So let's be careful how we coin it. And as we have got more than six people who are assisting us here.
Okay, we also have to but the issue here is cost containment measures.
Yes.
And why I bring that, you might find that this lady qualifies. But if you look at it, it's too much for 1,800,000 over. It's too much because you don't have 4 people here.
And for one way. It's a lot for one wife.
Yes, we remove it there, and then we'll rephrase it as Honorable Masonya suggested. But we'll rather assign it to the coordinating department for all departments, which is DPME, rather than assign to the treasury. Yeah.
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 Sir, I just want to comment on 6.1. I think that question, just on the 6.1.1. I was going to call it the bigger question I have to say, when I look at all of them, say, you know, there should be clear service standards that are set out for any active or for any service provided by government. And the committee should probably emphasize that the mission of the thing is to ensure that all governments activities are compliant with the standard. So clearly there will always be a difference in terms of how you feel. But one of the bigger questions I would say is that Public Service Commission is lack of service standard. I mean, I'm slightly concerned, so I've mentioned the industry factor. What service standards that, what standards are there in place on government? But of course, I'm looking from the outcome I'm looking at today. The ultimate point is still of course. And what is the service standard that every government achieves so fast? And it will be difficult, I suppose, and I agree with my member to say, the part one church or whatever, and it's a difficult question, most of the time, difficult question, where you want to say, before you don't do the hospital. But there's all information, as you say, there's all information that is supported there, these are the key challenges. How do you make sure that the PSM standards and all departments or government follow that in terms of service standards?
National Treasury and PPME to ensure that all departments and state-owned enterprises comply with the set service standards.
So every year they
comply. So what other standards are there?
The other thing is that we're talking about 67% unemployed youth. I would like us to talk about payment for all the women who are working at home. Nobody is saying anything about
it.
At least the stipend.
We still are on the recommendation. Okay. We are currently considering the recommendations in this report that will be taken to the House tomorrow.
Okay. Do you believe, Chair, that with the statement you just read out and how we're going to phrase it, they're going to understand what we're saying? I don't think so. Because we've been complaining about these things every year. Now, I'm not sure that they're going to understand what specifically you mean by service agreement, because there's so many different things.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, the problem I have is that there are so, I don't know, maybe we're going into a lot of the things that fall under respective departments that we should be dealing with. I don't know.
You know that the two are supposed to go to the house.
Yes, I'm debating, I have to run.
Why don't we, because it doesn't look like we are agreeing on 611, why don't we remove the 611? Because well, we've said so many things, must we remove it or should we go by or ensure that the compliance with service standards, including...
Let's remove it, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think under 611, the intention is noble to stick to stringent cost containment measures. If we can avoid going into specific or five bullets and adopt the style that they have used in 615, you see, there is a National Treasury report on the directive speech that departments and the executive should adhere to the stringent what measures as set out by the minister in his budget speech in 20. Full stop. Then you will make a reference to all those which have been tabled without singling out three or four, so that we don't lose the meaning. The meaning the intention in 611, I think, is very important. And then refer, I think they can do that
okay.
In 10 minutes. They will find out as to which budget speech the minister outlined all those without repeating, because there are many. There are many chapters.
Okay.
Let's make reference to that budget speech where there were those post containment measures.
So, only the one we are taking a forward. We've agreed on this method of work, yeah, on 611. So, only the one
we're agreeing on, because our approach is very
different.
So, I don't know what the approach is. So, our approach is that we must be careful not to imply from the 611.
I'm
trying to make a political statement. Let us not say things that would imply that these things have gone bad when they since the cost of the measure. The general statement that put it Joe and the good doctor that are saying we can right here. I accept that. But I have a problem with the manner in which you have put this paragraph here. Because the ultimate interpretation is exactly what I'm saying.
This and the correct
one.
I even said, okay, this is the let's remove this and then they must recraft it in terms of what the two put on the table. And what is key is because this ender, which they must also can look at all of those post-determined measures that we have. Which means removing completely from this.
Yeah.
So then we are not that among us when I have come in 20, 30 asking, because we also lunch time, because now we are going to also, you know, affect your lunch time.
can learn the truth.
Agree. Is there a way of learning the truth?
You can find a way of bringing the Minister of Social Development under 6.1.3.
Yes,
how
yes.
The two ministers can collaborate so that you don't have ECD that side and have ECD somewhere else. So let's have cohesion of the two.
Okay. No, it's accepted. Yes, we're going to do it now.
It's a couple of you talking about the plan, because you know what I said? You heard about the importance of the ECD to form a foundation for later education. But then, what we have done, what we've had, there was underperformance on the ECD. Because it was introduced not in 2016, the ECD grant was introduced, but we haven't had progress. People are still saying ECD needs attention, but there was a budget that was introduced for the first time for the ECD. So should we talk about the plan as well? Social development to submit a plan on ECD. You don't want to you want to push them to sit down and think on how are they going to use this budget to improve the ECD level of education. Plan. If there's no plan, then there will be an under-expenditure in this area of the process. But the one we still have empathy on the importance of ECD for later education.
I thought you have experience with dealing with the plan.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're going to merge it with 6.13.
So we are going to remove the 6.13 into 6.5 or something. But then the additions of
The sentence there, it's like it's incomplete. National Treasury put in place measures to ensure that payments for personnel in critical positions such as teachers, nurses, and all other frontline service delivery personnel, full stop. There can't be a full stop. The sentence is incomplete.
No, it's a paid.
It's incomplete.
Yes, a paid.
So how are you? I made.
Okay. Payments are made.
And also, on the second sentence, elimination of cost work.
You see, exclamation.
All right, we're done. Are we in agreement? We're both workers elimination.
Yeah.
Elimination of both workers in all tiers of government. Agreed? Because that one also consumes money. Yeah, the very same scarce resources. For nothing. Okay, 6.1.7.
Chairperson, municipalities have got their finance at MFMMA. Do you want the chief procurement officer to brief to go down even to municipalities, or is only restricted? Let's leave him to be at the level of province and national, and because municipalities use different systems. Compared to the other two.
Agreed, we leave this one out? Okay. Then your number then should be corrected. 6.1.8 for now.
Okay.
ensure that the process is more transparent. Which process now? My approval. What process? There's no process in my approval. Just transparent. Maybe you must reflect for that, for information sake. No process. What process is on the approval?
The process of reporting, that's all. Because when we engage for appropriation, the information was not the for us.
Yeah, we don't have. We
yes.
Have, we don't have our accrual.
Yeah.
And yes, we know they are accrual.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Right, agreed? 6.1 for next.
Could you not perhaps start by saying that the first point would be accruals to minimize as much as possible.
Yeah.
And then go on to say where they are
Chairperson, why don't you cut that long sentence to be two sentences? Because where it says improve guidelines, formats, report on budget execution against reliable performance information, it can be a sentence on its own. You see, if you have,
okay.
And then the another one become a sentence.
From the dialogues.
Who is it?
It's from the dialogue.
Which one?
Yes.
Where? You can remove the end, eh?
Yeah.
The last bullet.
The lock system.
Yeah.
The lock system for all spheres of government for the full implementation of a public participation budget strategy aligned to the annual budget process. Because I know this came when we were discussing that actually the budget said start from July. And they said we are only calling them now on the tail end. So they want to be involved from the July. But then for them to be involved effectively, then they must be budget.
But sir, remember that that process is a derivative
process.
Okay. You can't, I mean, determine or change the derivative, how they should do it. So I think it's a correct recommendation that they should think about it in the
derivative.
Because in that case, it's a derivative. So Parliament, when it calls them on its own process.
Yeah. Okay. So see, you have to take it.
No, it's fine.
Development of include guidelines
for
as guidelines for public participation, it has strengthening the use of decision making. It also have a training of officials. It's like three. You want to address three issues in one sentence, not even in a paragraph. So if you have to rephrase it, you might want to have a paragraph that talks about public participation in the budget making, and have another one on how you want to enforce the findings when it comes to decision making, and have another one on training of officials. So you might want to cut that to be, so that it we don't lose the importance of what they were intending to put here. Without making it a one long winded sentence with three meanings.
Are you exceptionally that let's move to 6.3.
Don't pick up the best over there, you won't finish it.
Okay, 6.2.6.
6.3. Sure. Well, we said the Minister of Public Service and Administration should ensure that the department, don't repeat the name, because the name
okay.
is there.
Yeah. Okay. With
the same applies to 6.4. The Minister of Public Education, Minister of Basic Education should ensure that the department does the following. You have mentioned the department there under the minister.
Throughout department,
department, yeah, all of it, okay?
6.5? 5.2. Yes. 5.2. The Department of Cooperative. Are we saying that local government has a public participation system or a plan charter through the office of the offices of the speaker? I once saw a document in regard to this. They have.
Yeah.
You might want to enforce it.
Okay.
And they've been trained on that, on public participation.
Okay. But from our engagement, the people were complaining that at municipal level there's no proper public participation on the IDP. So we then are recommending to the ministry, okay, because we can't talk to the ministry, but because we do oversight over the national government. So we are recommending to the ministry to ensure that local government establishes appropriate mechanisms. If we say there is a policy, processes, and procedures to enable the local community to participate in the affairs of the municipality, how can we talk about, you know, our thinking here is that this minister ensures the strengthening, of public participation at local government level in our budget
process. Number one, just like this.
Not just strengthening, that the prioritization and strengthening.
No, don't
public participation. Prioritization is not the number one. Before they start the budget, they must come back in the community. So they are prioritizing and strengthening.
Where are we now, Chair?
Hmm?
Where are we now?
652.
Yeah. This so we're saying this minister should ensure, instead of all what is written there, ensure prioritization and strengthening of public participation in the local municipality budget process.
So Chair, it turns now read as follows with your petition. The Department of Corporate Government and Regional Affairs ensures that local government prioritize and strengthen the appropriate processes and procedures to enable the local community to participate.
Would you, Mr. those mechanisms are in place?
Yes, they are there, Chair.
So here we're saying, that local government
prioritizes and strengthens the
Then you move the established mechanisms because the mechanisms are already in place. Rather than they're not taking them serious. Processes and procedures to enable the local community to participate
in the affairs of the municipality. This is about public
participation, so let's be straightforward. Straightforward public participation, but then strengthen and prioritize public
participation.
So, what is the local participation? Okay, 6.6, the means of social development.
Sorry,
6.7. Chairperson, higher education and training is not there in our noting. How does it come here as a recommendation? So that I understand the
clause. In terms of, remember, there's a C3 education and budget allocation, which came as a result of budget cuts.
It's 5.14.
5.14.
Okay, now that we know that it is there,
What's the
Enhanced support programs for higher education, permission then to improve throughput, rate, and forecast in the Bay Area, addressing dialogue between school learners and higher education. Students 1-2 are shifting.
No, it's from the comments of the members to improve throughput rates.
Okay, why do you then want to keep bullet one? Invest in dialogue between school learners and higher education students. I don't see the relevance. Where you tell improve the throughput rate is, there's a mismatch between the money that goes into the department or to the university and the TVET colleges, but yeah, the throughput are low. I think that's where the point came when we were engaging. Because the amount of money invested in education, there's a mismatch between that amount and the throughput, so there must be an improvement in the throughput. So if we can capture it in that way.
So are we deleting those bullets?
Yeah, that's
what we're doing. What I have noticed is...
We're also talking about the throughput outcome.
Yeah.
So Richard, it only includes the transformation as one of the bullets in the tertiary institution.
In your document?
Yeah, they include transformation because there's a serious problem, including business opportunities.
Okay, can you please come up?
Yes, there's a serious problem in some of these special institutions where the UWC and things where next transformation.
Okay, what's on higher education? I think he's proposing divesting the higher education issues now.
Okay.
And if there are other higher education issues and the fact that we're going to deal with them, just in one, maybe it can be two paragraphs following each other instead of splitting them into different pages. What do you think about transformation?
Yes, Chair, because in 514 it is noted as one of the challenges where we talk about sexual violence, racism, finance, accommodation. So the recommendations should address the challenges as identified in 514.
Okay. So the transformation, right? Yes. So do you see anything on number 4? Higher education institution. You know what I would say here? Because they all have responsibilities. Right? At an entry point, they were asking if there was a transformation for all the institutions. Right? But maybe you can then say higher education monitors the fast tracking of the implementation of the transformation policy.
The fast tracking.
Fast tracking, yes.
Yeah.
Very true. The implementation.
Chairperson, let me find out. Do we as Appropriations Committee have to go deep on policy matters of those departments, whereas we have got portfolio committees that deal with this, or we deal with the money part? And the money part is free, higher, free
education.
Fee, higher education, the hostels and the like.
Yeah.
Yes. So I thought the moment we go deep into policy matters, we'll be overlapping into an area of our colleagues in the portfolio committee.
So what do we then say? The sustainability of the... I think we were talking about the sustainability of the allocation of education. What can we say? Can we...
I was just talking about the efficiency
and ensure sustainability of the funding. Because if you have no use of the 3 years, you can't pay the teaching education. So you must ensure sustainability of the
Because you see, Chair, if you put it that way,
yeah.
Sadly, you will be falling into a trap of some liberals and the financial institutions, which were against free higher education.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. I've got another angle. Partnership with government.
Partner with whom? No, it's the government.
Talk to the institutions.
Yes, must be implemented.
Okay. And then you must read it to us so that we hear how we put it.
So what are we agreeing on, Chair? Any proposals?
No. We are talking to feel free.
Because all of you, your rules are better. No. Okay, all right.
Okay.
And this follows from what she had said about the
recommendation of MESA. MESA funding not teaching students tiny at least and not reaching.
Yeah, not reaching.
Also being withheld by institutions. It's true. You know, maybe you know why. There's a mismatch also on their financial care and our financial care. Yeah. Institutions, well, their financial year is January to December because they came. Our financial year ends in March.
And yet those students are supposed to pay the full amount, even though the tertiary, the institutions are not releasing the money.
Do you want to say something about the mismatch of the financial year?
Because
they finish their money in December. They don't have new money for January, February, March. For the new students who start. Because they are, yes, start in January.
I don't think we should go into that because, because say for instance, municipalities have got their own financial years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teachers, once we go into that, we will...
All right. So what are we agreeing upon? Let's start funding. It's a recommendation.
Let's
start funding not reaching students timely, or city the minister to ensure that let's start funding reaches students timely.
Yes.
And also it is not withheld by the institution.
Like here we have to strengthen network administrative system and ensure that or to ensure the timely payment of funding to students and then to stop.
Now, Chair, I need to run but I'm debating now, but that might leave out what the important point we're trying to get, that it is reaching them. It's not all the money is reaching them. They're giving them a percentage or a portion of that which they should not be doing. Unless, of course, you have an issue with the pass rate, so you must pass by 50%. But even though that is not the issue here, the universities are not giving these kids the money, and particularly that even if you were holding because of that percentage pass, you are not allowed to hold certain things like the tuition fee and the food fee, which are holding that back.
Anyone that is strongly feeling any issue?
Yes.
Just on 46 chapters.
I'll second it. In principle, the great. It's just that one on number 13 that I'm concerned about, because if you take the Department of Health, if you take Gauteng, they are 13 months in arrears with their payment, which is affecting the quality of healthcare. And this is where Treasury must come in and pay the service providers directly and deduct it from these people's allocation, because if you're not going to do that, at the end of the day, they're going to have a serious problem.
Okay, I'm sure we're listening to that one, and then number one. Can you elaborate on number one?
The verifier, yes. You know, we've been speaking with... Yeah, number one. We were speaking very, very, passionately about the issue of expropriation without land. And nothing can be done if there's no budget appropriated for it. Now, yes, we might not achieve a lot in the next year, but surely if the intention is to achieve this, then we must be able to set aside some budget to be able to take that process forward.
Are we not taking the land for free?
Yeah.
What is the budget?
No. Yes.
No, it's a construction of land without proposition.
Yes, but what I'm saying there is no. You're taking the land, you're expropriating without. But in order to make that land to work, let me tell you what we've been doing thus far. We took the land from A and we gave it to B and it closed down, it shut down. We now must take it from A to B, together with transferring the skills, with the resources and everything. So there must be allocation for that in any event. Mm. That's what we are basically saying.
Maybe we should then
elaborate.
I don't know. You see, we take the land for free. The Department of Agriculture and Public Works and Defense, who have got the use of land, that's another area. That after you have expropriated the land, what do those departments concerned want to do with that land? It can be for farming, it can be for property development, it can be for... So, if we want to go deep into what Comrade Imam is suggesting here, we'll dilute the expropriation of land without compensation.
But I think we must also be mindful, Chair, I don't think it is the intention, unless you know something I don't know, that of just going and expropriating everywhere. It is, in fact, and that is what has held the process back for a long period of time. Now that there's pressure on those sellers, if some of them are going to, because I don't think it's a matter of where we've taken a carte blanche decision that we're going, every piece of land is going to be taken without compensation. I really don't think we're going, if you look at the discussion they had this weekend, I don't think that is basically the intention. So it means that in some places you're going to compensate. Let me go one step further. How are you going to take the land of somebody when 99 out of 100 of them don't own the land anymore? They all are owned by the banks. That's why there's going to have to be funding that's going to be available. So I don't think it's government intention. Like I said, I don't know if you've got another plan. But of just going and expropriating without compensation, I think we are... It is more there to put pressure on them, because although it's there under Section 25, we were not able to do justice to it. And it's basically a threat to say, if you don't want to come to the party and you don't want to negotiate, we are going to expropriate without compensation by making the decision to extend the
agreement. Okay. So what's the take of other members? The issue here is allocation of funds set aside for implementation, not
implementation. Those are three basic
department of the It is both department and the budget to speak to this budget.
But I think they were talking about appropriation. And you're not saying appropriated. You know, last year you were called. The department has been then reformed. So we're running short of the budget. During the call. So when you say pull out my department, because this is a new project coming. And we're not saying how much. Say, but think about making money available. And in the manual, they gave the water farm for people. But then they did not have money for equipment, for training those people, and for the fees and all those things. So that's farm. They come up, that's me.
Because parallel to this, there's a land reform program which addressed redistribution, restitution. Because I don't understand this amendment of the constitution to say it will also repeal, unless it does, that's the implication. So let us just talk about appropriation without talking budget.
Basic education to provide some shower to all the other people who don't need to get more education. 6.8, the Cardinal Policy System is assured that the Department of Agriculture Policy is assured that the Department
of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is assured that the Department of Agriculture is ass